これから問題番号1番のリスニングテストを始めます。問題冊子の1ページを開けてください。これから放送される会話の内容について、問題冊子に書かれている1番から10番までの各文が、それぞれ放送された会話の内容に合っている場合は T を、合っていない場合は F をマークシートにマークしてください。会話は2回放送します。放送中にメモを取っても構いません。それでは始めます。
Good morning, class. As one of the significant women in the 20th century, I would like to introduce Margaret Mead, the person I admire most for her inspiring famous quote, "A small group of thoughtful people could change the world." Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. That's so true.
Mr. Adams, what does that quote mean?
Well, this is an encouraging message to the people who believe that change is needed and that action needs to be taken to make that change. Even if it is a small group, change can happen. Let me continue. Margaret Mead was born on December 16, 1901. She was an anthropologist.
What's an anthropologist?
It is a person who studies about human life and origin. Now, she is also known for introducing changes in the way we study different human cultures.
Can you explain that further?
Well, she believes that a person's characteristics, which differ between men and women, are formed by cultural influence and not handed on from birth.
Does that mean that I became what I am because of the culture I was brought up in and not because of my father or mother?
Quite right. And not only was she an anthropologist, but she is also known as a writer.
Did she write books?
Well, I was just about to introduce the titles of her books. Now, keep your questions until I finish my lecture.
それではもう一度放送します。
Good morning, class. As one of the significant women in the 20th century, I would like to introduce Margaret Mead, the person I admire most for her inspiring famous quote, "A small group of thoughtful people could change the world." Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. That's so true.
Mr. Adams, what does that quote mean?
Well, this is an encouraging message to the people who believe that change is needed and that action needs to be taken to make that change. Even if it is a small group, change can happen. Let me continue. Margaret Mead was born on December 16, 1901. She was an anthropologist.
What's an anthropologist?
It is a person who studies about human life and origin. Now, she is also known for introducing changes in the way we study different human cultures.
Can you explain that further?
Well, she believes that a person's characteristics, which differ between men and women, are formed by cultural influence and not handed on from birth.
Does that mean that I became what I am because of the culture I was brought up in and not because of my father or mother?
Quite right. And not only was she an anthropologist, but she is also known as a writer.
Did she write books?
Well, I was just about to introduce the titles of her books. Now, keep your questions until I finish my lecture.
これでリスニングテストを終わります。